Well, I'm back from selling more newspapers, Editor Potts.
Who's that?
Fenton Flagg, your newspaper girl. Oh, boy.
The confusion here is simply because I, Fenton Flagg, sell newspapers as newsgirl Francine Flagg on a street corner, dressed in a rotting hoop skirt. I don't mean the street corner is in a rotting hoop skirt. I am Fenton Flagg. Not, of course, as Fenton Flagg, but Francine Flagg, the name I chose to be a newsgirl with in a hoop skirt.
Oh, hello, Fenton. Did you see the mailman?
No, I didn't. See you tomorrow, Printer Potts.
Fine. Have yourself a pleasant night.
Right. As soon as I figure out who myself is, I'll do it. Right.
Mailman, hello?
Yes, what is it, Mr. Mailman?
I got here a special delivery registered letter for Crusading Printer Potts.
Oh, gosh, wowee, a letter for me. Who's it from?
I don't know, somebody in England with a royal seal.
Ooh, I wonder if it
there's
would...
$9 postage to
it
him.
It must be $9?
It came sea mail.
Oh, very well, here's your $9.
And here's your letter.
Oh, I wonder if it's from who I think it is. Ah, it is a letter for me from the king.
The king?
King George the III.
Oh, the III. How is he?
Dear Potsy, I am fine. He says that he am fine.
Oh, that's nice. How's the weather back there?
The weather am fine, he says the weather.
I heard. What's he want?
Recently, one of my officers, he says, sent me a present of fish and chips.
Oh, I hate fish and chips. Give me a hamburger or a hot dog, you know.
He goes on and says, however, it was delayed 6 weeks, and the only thing salvageable was the paper that held it, yours.
Wow, the king liked your paper.
I hated your paper.
Oh.
He says he hated
it. I heard.
It stunk worse than the fish, which stunk a whole bunch. Signed, your loving King George the III.
You going to put that in your letters to the editor column?
No.
Uh-huh. Any reply?
No. Any more mail, Mr. Mailman?
Let's see. Just some junk mail. Where do you want me to put it?
Junk mail. Just dump it anywhere.
Okay.
Thank you.